does anybody have any questions that I didn't answer yet? That's maybe the first thing I should do, Daniel Rosten.
It seems that all questions were answered at the end of last day, but if any come up, I'll happily let you know.
Excellent. So let's continue then. Okay, we discussed that the Iker thing that we're waiting for Mashiach is the Gilui of the Kavod Shamayim, the Chilul Hashem will be erased, all the people will recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're really waiting for. That's what we etzem want for Mashiach, as opposed to our personal interests and what will be good for us and how we'll have lots of peace and harmony for us in the world. That's not the goal. Now, I'll just read you a ton of the Eliyahu, which is on this point, and then we'll continue. Pamechas, this is Tanit Beliyahu, Perek Kaf Beis. Pamechas ha'isi over mimakom lamakom. I was traveling. Matzani zaken echad. An old man found me. This is Eliyahu Navi talking. Ve'amar li, and he said to me, v'ki yesh akum li'emos ben David, will there be any Avodah Zarah people during the times of Ben David? V'amarti lo, and I said to him, ki kol ha-goyim, all of the nations of the world, v'kol ha-mablachot, she'inu osam, that afflicted Yisrael, v'lachetsu otam, and they oppressed them, you roen b'simchasam shel Yisrael, they will see the simcha of the Jewish people, these bad goyim, v'yitzdaru, and they're going to be in pain. V'yivku b'levava. They're going to cry in their hearts. V'achakach hin holchin la'afram. Then they go on the ground. They're dead. So in other words, first they're going to see the simcha, and then they're going to go down. V'shuv einam chozrim lo'olam. They do not come back to Yesamesim at the resurrection of the dead. Shenemar, Rasha yir v'kaz shinav yachak yicharek v'timas. Benames tavas rishayim tove. This is the pasuk in Tehillim. Okay.
Isn't this just like the
Yachid
Shemayim stuff? Similar. They were all saying,
look, come see. Yeah, there's something similar. These are the same ideas. V'chol, that's the goyim that don't deserve, that are bad goyim. V'chol ha-goyim v'chol ha-mamlachot, and all of the nations are asher lo inu b'Yisrael. They did not hurt the Jewish people. V'lo lachtzu otam, they didn't oppress them. You row in the Simchas and Shal Yisrael, they will see it. Havyan Ikrim Vikorman, they're going to be our farmers and our vineyard people. They'll make wine for us, Li Yisrael. Shenemar, fine, then it brings up Eluk Sherim. There's only, he quotes here at the end of this long interlude, he says here, this is only for the Ksherim Li Yisrael, we have most been David. So those are the people that are not kasher will not be zochet to this servitude. That's the Tanit of Eliyahu. The Ramchal also a very, very similar idea about this concept at the end of Derech Hashem. There's a kuntres there that's in most of the versions. I'll read it to you also before we move to the next point. V'hine be'umos ha'olam, Yaseh birur gadol, there will be a lot of separation between the goyim. Ba'otam shiyimatsu ba'otan azon, those goyim that will be alive at the time. Osam shikifi mishpat ha'elyon, those that according to the judgment, says the Ramchal, yuru'uyim l'kliya, that should be destroyed. Yishamdu b'cherev, they will be destroyed by wars, cherev, dever, plagues. All different types of punishment, says the Ramchal. The osam shiyu ru'uyim linatzel, those that are supposed to be saved, yinatzlu, v'yisharu v'yakiru be'emes, and they will recognize the truth. V'yazvu Elohehem, they'll leave all their junky gods. V'yishtabdu l'Yisrael, they'll be slaves. This is the slave part. V'yelahem l'tiferet, they will be thrilled and honored. Avod es Yisrael, to be serving and be slaves to the Jews. Vishare sotav, v'asher yakiru v'yedu. when they recognize and understand Shehine al yidei zeh, by being slaves to the Jews, yagiv lahem ma she'efshar, they'll get them, they'll do the, they'll maximize their potential. Sheikablu min hakedusha, they'll get their kedusha, ve'or Hashem, and the light of Hashem. V'hine yimatze ha'olam kulo nimshach achar avodas ha'borei yisbarach. Everyone in the world will want to serve Hashem. V'lo tiyeh al ze klal, avodah zarah klal ba'olam. There'll be no avodah zarah in the world, period. V'hu ma she'amar ha'navi, and he brings the pasuk in the navi that we've been quoting. This is the basic yesod of what's going to be coming for us when Mashiach is here. That's the famous part. Now we're going to get to more details within that. So the Medrash Tanhuma, this is slicing inside that avoda, that what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Rabbi Levi says the Medrash Tanhuma, Kiteitze, Yud Aleph. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Omer, Kol zman shezaro shel Amalek ba'olam, so long as Amalek is in the world, Lo Hashem Shale, Hashem's name is not complete, as we know. Velo Akise Shalem, and Hashem's throne is not Shale. Avat Zaro Shalamalek, once Hashem, Amalek's children are destroyed, Hashem Shalem Vakiso Shalem. The name of Hashem is complete, and the throne is complete. Umatam, Oyev Tamu, Charvod Lenetzach, that's the Pasuk. Makziv Achra Vashem Laolam Yishkon Kone Lemishpat Kiso Hare Hashem Shalem Vakiso Shalem Amen Keni Ratzon. That's the Medrash that the destruction of Amalek is part and parcel of what we've been discussing up until now. You've got to get rid of Amalek because all Amalek is, and this is the Marsha also says this, the Gro also says this. Then Amalek is not just someone who doesn't believe in Hashem. That's not the problem with him. The problem with Amalek is that he's a destroyer of Hashem. He makes it that people don't believe in Hashem. He may himself believe in Hashem, by the way, Amalek, which is the problem that Rav Aaron Cutler explains when he's discussing this Gro. He says that he really does believe in Hashem. That's the problem with Amalek. He believes in Hashem and he's rebelling against Hashem. As opposed to all the knuckleheads in the world, Amalek is different. He's not just someone who doesn't believe, who's an atheist. He is an anti-God man, which makes his extinguishing, his erasing from the world a necessary component to the Gilui of Mashiach ben David, which is why the order is that Mashiach comes. Right? He's the Melech. You have Melech Mashiach. Then all of a sudden you have the Sanhedrin and then they go to war. Once you have the Melech and the Sanhedrin, they go to war and wipe out Amalek. That is necessary for the Gilui of Hashem to come out in the world because he represents the thing that doesn't want Hashem in the world. That is the basic position of. And I'll just read you a few lines of Rav Aaron Cutler explaining this Grah. That I didn't quote for you, but what he says here is, I'll just read you the Gro in Baba Basra, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. This is the Gro on this point of Amalek, the erasing of Amalek. Ki yad al kes ka. Okay, that's the pasuk in Shmos. Ve'amru rabotenu zal, she'ein Hashem shalem, ve'ein akise shalem, ad shi galenu, until he brings the Geula, that's the Gro quoting this Medrash Tanhuma that we just said. The Inyan Shmo, Hashem. The Inyan, what is this idea of Hashem's name? It's like they said in Erevin, Dafyut Chesavut Bein, says the Gro. Amar Rabbi Elazar Ber Yaakov, Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Daila Olamo Sheishtamesh B'Shtei Osios. The world is only being used with two letters, Yud and He. Kol haneshamos tehalel ka, Yud ke. V'inyin ki so gam ken yadua, ki gadola hakadosh baruch hu, gdulas hakadosh baruch hu malchuso. Im Yisrael, the gedula of the Malchus is with the Jewish people. Ukishehein b'shiflus, when they're down, Hashem's Malchus is not in the Shleimus. That is the basic concept that we're discussing. That you have to erase the Amalek, and he is, that's going to be part of the fight of Mashiach ben David, to kill out all of the Zera Amalek from Esau, and to bring out this first revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur. That's number one. After that happens, now we're going to get to a new reality of Shleimus of people's Chachma, of people's understanding. Imagine, you understand that once this is erased from the world, without any doubt, the level of people's Chachma is going to increase tremendously. People are going to understand the world in a much, much deeper way. We're going to understand the Torah in a different way. We, the Jewish people, as we're going to see now in the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam discussing what happens. Now we move from stage one of the Gilui of Kvod Shamayim, that's going to blow everybody out, this concept that Hashem is really in charge and the Jewish people are the ones that are connected with Hashem. And you have all the bad goyim going in the ground, and all the good goyim, the ones that are not hurting the Jews and not anti, etc., they're going to be socha and run to be part of the action, part of the support system of the Jewish people. That's step one. Now what happens? Says the Rambam in the Mishnayos, in the beginning of Resh Perkachelik in Sanhedrin. Okay, he says like this. V'tarbe ha-chachma, there's going to be an increase in wisdom in the world. Kamo shenemar kimala ha-aretz deya. The land will be full, not the land, the whole world is going to be full of chachma. V'yishbitu ha-milchamos, what you learned the day, Daf Yomi. There'll be no more war, it's over. War is another factor. Now we're getting into more of the personal benefits that we're going to have. After we've established the incredible Kavod Hashem, now comes what's going to be our lives like, everybody's asking. So number one is going to be incredible chokhmah in the world. The number of stupidities and moronic statements and is going to be gone. Gone. A lot of the things that everybody's Googling is going to disappear. You understand? It's going to be deleted from the websites, all the websites. And then how much garbage is going to be deleted as sheker, as stupidities? How much? And, of course, v'yishbitu ha-milchamot, says the Rambam, no more wars. Kamo shenemar, he's going to say, fine, lo yisa goy el goy cherev, the pasuk in Micha. Whoever learned Daf Yomi just saw that. There will be total shalom and completion. Of course, we're not wanting Mashiach, says the Rambam, because of this rich wealth that we're going to have, etc. But we will. But that's not what we want. And we don't want fancy horses, or whatever the new cars are, the fancy cars. All the people who have bilbul hadas, they want fancy wine all the time. They're confused individuals. That's not why we want Mashiach. Aval hitavu ha-nevim v'chassidim yemos ha-mashiach v'rabta tshukasam elav. Why did they? All of those things will happen. But that's not what the chassidim wanted Mashiach for. Ela, lama sheyu bo mikibutz ha-tzadikim. We want all of the tzadikim are going to get together in a big kibbutz. A kibbutz. Right? And what's going to happen with them? V'anhagas ha-tova v'achachma. They're going to be leading with goodness and with wisdom. V'tzedek ha-melech, and righteousness of the king. V'rov yoshro, and his straightness. V'aflagas chochmaso, and his incredible mind, his wisdom. V'kirvaso el ha-elokim, and the fact that he's so close to Hashem. K'mo she-nemar, Hashem amar elai b'ni ata, ani ayom yeladeticha, I gave birth to you today. That's talking about the Melech Mashiach. Tehillim Bei Zayin. V'asiyas kol mitzvahs Torahs Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Me'ein hitrashlut ve'atzla. There will be no lazy people anymore. There will be people will be running to do the Torah, the mitzvahs, running to do it. Again, free choice is basically gone at this point. Velo ones, Moshe Nemar, velo yilamdu od ish lemor du'u es Hashem. There will be no kiruv seminars. Nobody's going to be teaching other people to do kiruv. It's over. You're not going to need people to explain how good it is to be a frum Jew. That's not going to be relevant anymore. Ki kulam yedu osi. Everybody's going to know. Kiruv is over. It's a very short-lived profession, Kiruv. That's what it says. I'm not saying it. The Rambam says it. Benatati es Torahs. They're going to like it. Benisha Torah will love this, right? Let's see why. What? Put on the website. Kiruv is almost over. If you want to go into long-term Kiruv career, you really should think twice about it. You'll be out of a job. Out of a job. That was a joke. Fine. Vasiros yesleva even bipsarchem, all of those people that have hearts of stone, we've discussed this many, many times, who are cynical and jaded and don't believe, and they're old men at age 18. They have hearts of stone, and he's going to turn it into a heart of flesh, says the Rambam. Vahar be'me'elu ha'psukim b'ze'a'inyin u'be'ele ha'aninim yasigu ha'olam hava ha'saga chazaka. It's going to be a different ball game of consciousness of chachma and wisdom and all the benefits that we're going to have of wealth and happiness and peace and no stress. And the Rambam says this also in Hilchos Malachim, Yud Beis Dalet Hei, Halacha Dalet Hei, Lo Nit'avu HaChachamim. The Chachamim, we're not waiting for Mashiach, Ben Avim, the Emosim Mashiach, not for the personal gain. Ela, similar ideas he said in the Mishnayos. They want to be free to learn. They have money coming in, no worry about kolel, no worry about the checks, no worry about the wife and the babysitter, nothing. The money will be there. All the money will be there, and the only thing for the purpose of that is so that we can sit and learn. That's it. The whole world will be focusing on one thing, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. All the geniuses in Microsoft, think about what we're talking about, all the geniuses of the world who are now fighting to find the solutions to so many technological and the corona, everything, all those minds are now going to shift directions and just try to understand Hashem, says the Rambam. That's it. U'lefichach Yisrael Chachamim Gedolim. Yisrael is going to be the wisest of everybody. Everybody's going to be coming to us to figure out what does Hashem want? What does he want here? What does he want here? How does he look, understand reality in this situation? V'yodim dvarim hastumim. We will figure out all of the things that are right now contradictions and out of our mind, out of our consciousness. Stumim, things we can't understand. V'yasigu das borim kefi koach ha'adam. The power of man is according to the power of the person's of all of mankind's understanding is how we're going to understand Hashem. Shenemar kimala haaretz deya es Hashem kimayim lemayim mechasim. No, kimayim liyam mechasim. That's the Rambam in Malachim. So the wisdom of the world is going to be changing, and this is something that Rabbi Green discussed in different contexts, but the same idea. And this is what's going to shift now. But he said, imagine what would happen if the world took a different direction, let's say 500-600 years ago, and everybody, instead of trying to build technology in the world and guns and wars and bombs and conquering and all of what we see in the world, if the world took a different direction and used all of its resources to try to be better people and refine their midos. Imagine all of the world was just focusing on trying to refine themselves as humans. Not according to the Torah, just refining their behavior. What would the world, and all of that energy would have gone towards that goal, or art, pick anything, music. That's all they thought about was, instead of wars, guns, building, technology, airplanes, aerospace, was just about art or music. Can you imagine? The world would be a whole different place right now. All of that energy and money and investment would be going to another mikzoa, another area. And what's now, it's not that the music is not developed. You imagine what it would be. He's a musician, so he likes music, okay? Can you imagine what music and what instruments and what would there be in the world? Or so too, could you imagine the refinement of humans if they were actually just thinking about how to treat another person better? That's all. That was Apple. That was Apple stock, was just trying to develop the best way, app, to become a better, more refined individual in certain situations. Imagine what the world would look like. We can't, because it's another world. So the Rambam here is saying that vis-a-vis knowing Hashem, just understanding what Hashem wants from us. That's where all of the everybody's full push. Now it's all about money, 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 killing, winning, protecting, defending, all of defense, everything. Now that's all going to be shifted to a whole new realm that's been only touched by us. The Kolalim. Think about what's going to happen. If you think about this, this is what Rabbi Green was always saying. I'm afraid. What's going to be when they all find out what the Torah is? I'm not going to lose a job. So no one's going to want me. I'm going to be a dummy. He wouldn't. But he said, I'll be a dummy. No one's going to even let me into the yeshiva. I have nothing to say because all the smart people are going to say, get out of here, you idiot. You don't know how to learn. I'll teach you how to learn. All the guys from Technion and all those people. And he was making a joke. But that's what the Rambam is describing here. The world is going to completely shift all of the focus of mankind to making money and being powerful and being in idea, another realm, knowing what a Kadosh Baruch wants. You understand what we're saying? The number one thing that everyone's going to want to be is part of a kola or yeshiva. This is something that cannot be comprehended by us, really, that the whole world is just going to want to do that or serve us, shine our shoes, do whatever they can do if they're going with ADD. He's going to, okay, can you do it? So he's going to have to work and build the shtenders or whatever, but he won't be able to do the hard stuff. Won't be able to. Or they'll be finding out how to get medicine to get people to learn better. And that's what's going to happen. It's all of the, what's the best way to get this guy to memorize and learn and understand and take this, whatever it is. I'm making a joke, but if you read this Rambam, this is what he's saying. There's no doubt about it. We will continue in this concept about what we are going to, how we're going to physically benefit from the Yemos HaMashiach. In the Shir Klali today, Rabbi Beller should have called Rabbi Setzer just while we were speaking now in the Musar to give more Mara Makomos for the Shir Klali today, which will be fun. It's going to be talking on the Agadata of Rabbi Shimon Yochai versus Rabbi Shmuel, working and learning.
The Mara Makomos have been posted. I think Rabbi Setzer posted them. And there's just one question to ask from the group. And the Rosh Hashiva mentioned at the very end that some of the people in the Umas HaOlam might have ADD and they're going to have issues and they're going to have to figure out how to deal with it. What if we had ADD as a Jew? Maybe it's going to be a future discussion, but are we going to have our physical issues?
We're going to be healed from all of our illnesses. All of the illnesses will be healed. That's for
just,
sure.
Just ours, though, not.
That's a good point. Maybe I extended with the ADD too much. Let's see. I'm not sure. That's okay. A good question.
Future topics. That's fine.
About the healing of the world medically. Okay, we'll get there. Okay. All right. That was just to wake people up. Have a good day.